June 8th, Isaiah chapter 25.
O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The foreigner's palace is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will fear you. For you have been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm, and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm against a wall, like heat in a dry place. You subdue the noise of the foreigners, as heat by the shade of a cloud. So the song of the ruthless is put down. On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain. And Moab shall be trampled down in his place, as straw is trampled down in a dunghill. And he will spread out his hands in the midst of it, as a swimmer spreads his hands out to swim. But the Lord will lay low his pompous pride, together with the skill of his hands. And the high fortifications of his walls he will bring down, lay low, and cast to the ground, to the dust.
Hope for the Hopeless, Star Mead. So much that goes by the name of religious or inspirational fails to face the horrors of a fallen world. We see daily accounts of disease and disaster interrupting lives and marring them forever. We hear stories of evil, of people inflicting misery and death on others, and we live moment by moment with our own sinful hearts. Any hope or comfort we're offered must squarely face the darkness where we dwell. Many people don't enjoy reading the Old Testament prophets. They contain too much wrath and judgment, it is thought. But really, the prophets confront human sin with all its attendant misery, and then offer true hope and lasting comfort. Against a pitch-dark backdrop, the prophets shine a light almost blinding by contrast. While there are glimpses of hope and glimmers of light in the first 24 chapters of Isaiah, we read mostly of the sin of God's people and the judgment they face. From chapter 13 on, we read of nation after nation, including Judah, whose sin has offended God and who will drink the cup of his wrath. In chapter 24, the entire earth lies broken before God, and all its inhabitants face terror, the pit, and the snare, every one utterly without hope. Then chapter 25 bursts onto the page with the salvation that God alone can bring. He does wonderful things for his people, plans formed from of old, plans that took into account even our great sin. In spite of our sin, God made and carries out his plans because salvation is of the Lord. He delivers the poor and needy, saving his people from their oppressors and from their own sin. He eliminates all enemies, either by destroying them or by so changing their hearts that they come to glorify and fear him. God will spread a feast for people of all nations, a feast we begin to sample in the broken body and poured out blood of our Savior at communion. God promises to swallow up death and to wipe away tears, undoing the effects of our sin. Chapters 1 through 24, with their accusations and their threats of judgment, show us a world we recognize from newscasts and from glimpses into our own hearts, a world we are helpless to fix. God alone can provide a salvation adequate for such ruin, and He does. The hope found in God that Isaiah offers is all the more sure because the prophet has shown us first how hopeless we are on our own. Behold, this is our God. We have waited for Him that He might save us. Chapter 25, verse 9.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.